leading the news this morning, of course, is the news out of Canberra. Prime Minister Julia Gillard is working on a cabinet reshuffle after staring down another leadership challenge. Her supporters say her re-endorsement has settled the Labor leadership. Simon Crean, who's been sacked for disloyalty, says he called for the spill because he wanted to end months of destabilising chatter. But in the end, Kevin Rudd chose not to challenge because he didn't have the numbers. It's thought at least a dozen people have been injured by tornadoes that have ripped through several townships in northeast Victoria. Cobram, Yarrawonga and Rutherglen are believed to have been the hardest hit. The SES says many buildings have been damaged. In the United States, President Barack Obama has been met with angry street protests during a visit to the West Bank. He later held talks with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, giving his full support to the establishment of a Palestinian state. President Obama says continued Jewish settlement activity in the occupied territories does not advance the cause of peace. A former chaplain at a girls' school in Perth has been jailed for possessing child pornography. Matthew David O'Meara has been sentenced to 15 months. A jury found him guilty of four charges relating to his time at a Perth college in Mount Lawley in 2010. And a siege that lasted more than 30 hours on Queensland's Gold Coast has ended. A 31-year-old man has surrendered after threatening to ignite gas bottles in his home.